Here we go. Friday, September 3rd, 2021. I think this is going to put a smile on everybody's face, especially a lot of you coming off of a rest day. You're going to get after it. Named classic CrossFit benchmark workout, Isabel. Isabel is 4x 30 power snatches. Just to be clear, we've done it with squat snatch in the past, you know, because I love you, but we're doing power snatches today. So 30 power snatches for time, 135 pounds for men, 95 pounds for women. The last time we did this was on November 23rd, 2020. If you want to go back into your app and check that data. Got a video showing the power snatch. Super fitness robot time, 3 minutes or less, you are cooking. More likely time, 5 minutes and 30 seconds or less. None of this has to be unbroken. Doesn't have to be touch and go is what I meant to say, right? Singles for the win happens for a lot of people as well. And if you're curious as to whether or not, obviously, if you're going to attempt to prescribe, you want to know that you can safely move that loading for the power snatch. But if you're curious as to whether or not it makes sense for you, grab my calculator here. Stand by. I know I'm out of frame. You could just do some simple math, right? So the more likely time is 5 minutes and 30 seconds. So there's 60 seconds in a minute times 5 minutes. It's 300 seconds. And then there's 30 seconds there plus 30. So 5 minutes and 30 seconds is 330 seconds. There's 30 reps in Isabel. So divided by 30 reps, that means you're doing a power snatch every 11 seconds. One rep every 11 seconds will get you a 5 minute and 30 second time. So if you're contemplating whether or not you should scale during your warm-up, during your testing of it, if you don't think that holding one rep every 11 seconds is in the cards, scaling might be a good option for you. Scaled option today. For time, 30 power snatches at 95 pounds for men, 65 pounds for women. That's going to be a fantastic option for a lot of people. And you can also split the difference, right? 115 pounds for men, 75 pounds for women. You could do an oddball weight. You know, maybe a gentleman wants to do 125 pounds. That's what makes sense for them to hold that certain pace. All good, as long as it's appropriately challenging for you, the right choice was made. And you might want to scale the scaled option even more. Good to go. Limited equipment option. For time, 100 dumbbell power snatches. You're using just one dumbbell, a 50 for the men, a 35 for the women. It's 100 reps total, alternating arms each time. Yeah. We've got a video showing that. If you have a different dumbbell that you have that you want to use that makes better sense for you, feel free, but we're programming that with the loadings that most people have available to them. No equipment workout. For time, 75 burpees. Boom, there you go. Probably wish that you had a barbell today. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Let's build the old engine. For 20 to 30 minutes, just go ahead and run, bike, or row. Not leaving just, you know, scorched earth behind you, just a moderate pace. And then we've got three different choices. You're going to pick one of them, all for some overhead work. Either the SOTS press, very demanding movement, even with an empty barbell, 4 sets, 5 to 8 reps, got a video showing that. Or snatch balance, 5 sets of 3, got a video showing that. Or your final choice, linchpin barbell complex number 8, which is for load. You choose the load, one power snatch into one hang power snatch into one full snatch. That's considered one complex. You will do 3 to 5 complexes. You'll rest a couple minutes between each. Now, yes, it's intended to be unbroken, but it doesn't necessarily have to be. If doing it unbroken doesn't treat your joints well, then drop the barbell every time. But you choose the loading on that one. Cool down and stretching for the day. Cool down for 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the straddle stretch, foam roller for the back and lats, and a trap stretch with a lacrosse ball, holding each one of those 1 to 2 minutes, and each one has a video. I hope you enjoyed a classic named CrossFit workout. Hope you had fun. That's why we're doing this, not just health and fitness, but if you're not having fun, you're not going to stick around, so relax, realize that we're just working out, we're not splitting atoms, support each other, and I'll see you back here tomorrow for Saturday's workout.